Trending stuff this week, of course, on the 4th of July is the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. That's what I know a lot of people get excited about, fireworks and maybe swimming, having a barbecue. Yeah. I get excited about watching, and I know you do too. There's Christmas for Sarah, and then there's the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on the 4th of July.
I despise eating contests in general. I think they're super obnoxious, and all I can think about are the third world countries that are like watching us shove it, like actually having a contest to see how much we can eat, and then they're starving. I mean, it's just really obnoxious to me. But anyways, go ahead.
Joey Chestnut, who does unbelievable at these things, he wins a lot of these competitions.
His parents
He's a hot
be
dog.
Proud.
He was recently asked, "Is a hot dog a sandwich?" Now, this is Joey Chestnut's response. No, it's separate. If you consider a hot dog a sandwich, then you have to consider other things like a burrito a sandwich or a wrap a sandwich. It's not really sliced bread. And it's encased meat. It's meat in a casing. So you're not going to go to a sandwich shop and get a hot dog. You're not going to go to get a hot dog at a sandwich shop.
Always covering hot topics. Yeah, on Power 96.5.
Dude, this is it. This is a debate. This is serious. I am serious about my hot dogs. I love hot dogs. You guys know, like, fried bologna and hot dogs are my fifth food group.
Right.
Both of those two right there is food group number five. And I also agree with Joey Chestnut that a hot dog is not a sandwich. However, you can have a hot dog sandwich. I used to have hot dog sandwiches a lot, and every once in a while, I do this too, just to remind me of my childhood.
Like you wrap it in a piece of bread?
No, you don't wrap it. I mean, that would still be a hot dog. If you're going to wrap the bread around it and use it as a hot dog bun, still a hot dog. I'm talking about a sandwich where you slice the hot dog open and you lay it flat.
Oh my God.
On a sandwich. Oh no, it's not. So what you do is you cut a piece of bread in half and then you put, and here's why it's a sandwich, because there is a piece of bread on the top and a piece of bread on the bottom.
Oh,
the hot dog is cut open and you sprinkle a little relish right down the butt crack of the hot dog. And then you top that with mustard and then you put a piece of cheese on there and then you put it both right like that. And then there you go. You have a hot dog sandwich. So that is when it can be a sandwich, is when you slice it open and put it on two pieces of bread. But a hot dog is a hot dog. Well, okay, what do you call, is a burrito a sandwich? Or could it be a wrapped taco? I mean, a burrito is basically a wrapped taco. Have you ever tried to make tacos at home?
I feel like I'm losing brain cells right now.
Have you ever had a taco at home to where you're like, man, there's just not enough stuff at the top, so I'll just tuck the top in and make this taco into a burrito. So it becomes a burrito. It's not a taco any longer.
Right.
So a hot dog can be a sandwich if you slice it open and put two breads on it. But until you do that, a hot dog is not a sandwich. A hot dog is a hot dog. A taco is a taco. A wrap is a wrap.
Listen,
unless
I'm not
it's a naked wrap.
Like
it could be a naked wrap. Then fine, you take all the stuff in your wrap and you put it in a bowl. All of a sudden, you have a walking street taco. It just depends on how you're going to put that food.
It does.
So we're asking you probably the most important question we've asked you all year so far in 2019, is a hot dog a sandwich? Maybe you think so. That's great. I would love to know why.
Yes, he would.
I really would.
He wants to debate this.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't want to argue. Like, if you have a really good explanation that a hot dog is a sandwich, I'd love to hear it. But you can make a hot dog a sandwich. But is a hot dog a sandwich? The answer is no for me.
It's a no for me.
Yeah, it's just, and it's something I can literally.
My answer is, I don't care.
I do, very much so, and I could probably continue talking about this for the rest of the week.
Oh, good.
Until we have
Lucky us.
Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on the 4th of July.